An exhibit at the Florida Holocaust Museum in St. Petersburg is so exclusive, only one person at a time can view it. Slots are by appointment only, with only two per hour. I had a chance to take a tour of The Last Goodbye, and I got a personal account of life and loss. I know what I'm about to see could hurt. The woman who saw the exhibit before me was crying as she left. Museum staffer Eric Pastman tells me that's not unusual.
It is a very sad presentation because it's a survivor. Both his parents and his twin sister were murdered in this camp. And he actually witnessed his mother and sister being led off to the gas chambers.
Eric tells me I'll be spending the next 17 minutes with Pinchas Gutter, getting a first-hand tour of the place where an estimated 78,000 Jewish people were murdered. Eric leaves me standing in a room made of navy blue curtains. I put on my virtual reality headset and adjust to the darkness. Suddenly, it becomes light, and Pinchas Gutter is right beside me. We're almost rubbing shoulders in the back seat of a car in Poland, on the road approaching the Majdanek concentration camp.
This place, this camp, was a place of torture.
Pinchas is close by in a dingy gray room, underneath the same shower heads that he was sure would emit the gas that would kill him too. I want to put my hand on his shoulder, but I don't dare disturb him as his trembling voice repeats the prayers he said so many years ago when he was 10.
In the Warsaw Ghetto, we knew that the Germans, the Nazis, tried to fool us that we were going to have showers, but gas came out of these showers and not water. So I decided immediately to say my prayers, because I knew I was going to die.
Pinchas is in his mid-80s now. He felt he needed to make one last trip to Majdanek to continue his healing process and to help the rest of the world understand that the Holocaust was real.
I think that you have to confront pain to be able to heal it. Unless you have somebody that can say, I was here, I saw this, this was done to me, I don't think people would accept it as the gospel truth.
Standing with him at the place where he lost so much, I had no doubt. It's hard to imagine a more gracious host. Here's a man who not only lost his whole family, he lived unimaginable trauma. And yet, here he is, balding and slightly stooped, calmly pointing out the vats where he was completely immersed in burning disinfectant, or the green blotchy stains on the walls of the gas chamber. Florida Holocaust Museum Director Elizabeth Gelman says that deeply personal experience is exactly what the museum is striving for.
What we try to do here is to connect one person to one person. And this virtual reality experience does this in a way that before now has been impossible.
Gelman says it also fits with the museum's mission of emphasizing our common humanity.
At the end, we want everyone to understand that people are people. And the Holocaust and other genocides, things like this happen when we forget that.
The Last Goodbye is at the Florida Holocaust Museum through January. For WUSF 89.7 News, I'm Lisa Peeks.